down here in downtown beautiful Greenville, and I'm supposed to be getting up with a contractor that's a no-show. So I'm going to let the doc know that his guy is nowhere to be found. Isn't that nice? Oh, well, anyhow, I'm headed over to Greasley. I'm leaving this place right now, headed to Greasley to look at another RC airplane.
Well, I'm heading to Slow's, and then going to go put a door in down at my son's house. Lowe's?
Oh, Lowe's. I thought you said Flo's with an F. I'm going, huh, must be a local restaurant or hangout.
No, I said Slow's with an S.
See, I'm getting used to my new hearing aids.
Hearing test the other day and actually came out in good shape. So, and I wasn't really surprised, but I got this ringing in my ears, so that's the first step towards trying to narrow it down.
Tinnitus.
Well, I've got a couple of things going on. It gets real severe at times. I've had that going on for about a year and a half. But just the normal, like it seems to be almost constant, but it does go away. I don't know, 7 or 8 months.
The tinnitus does not come and go. When it's not around and you're not noticing it, that's when your brain is adjusting to it. Such as right now, I'm really not paying that much attention to it, but if I go immediately and get in a quiet, quiet room, I can hear it just as loud as it can be. But you start, your brain starts doing a work around it, and you start getting used to it, and after about 3 years, you don't really pay it a whole lot of attention unless you're in a really quiet room.
Issue going on, and it gets real bad, almost like an ocean rushing sound in my ears, and I get lightheaded, and it lasts for 3 or 4 minutes, and it goes away. I'm not really sure what that is.
To get some of that, have you ever had a bout of inner ear? About 96, I had a real bad bout of meniere's. I had an infection around my inner ear on my left ear, and that's partially where my hearing loss is coming from. Have you ever had anything like that?
Any kind of ear infections or anything like that?
It came from, and occasionally, it's just like with mine, it sounds like it's putting a bucket over my ear.
Loud, obnoxious, ear ringing, ocean rushing, roaring type sound. And it starts out, I can feel it coming on. And it'll come on and last about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, sometimes a little longer. And I got to basically just sit down for a few minutes. And then it slowly comes up and it gets kind of bad. And then it slowly comes back down and it's gone. And there's no rhyme or reason. It happens at different times. It's kind of a weird thing, so I'm not real sure what that is.
Hey, you know what, Bob? That sounds more psychoactric than physical.
Yep, might be. I'm not real sure. But, hey, Steve, I'm pulling into Lowe's here. I got to run inside and return a can of paint, and I've got to pick up a couple bags of pellets for my smoker and a couple things like that. So good talking to you this morning. I'll be back on if you're around. I'll be back on here in maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, always good to talk to you. And I was just kidding about the psychoactric. You'll get to the bottom of it. 73s, bud. K and 4 of NWA, clear.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You have a good one. I'll catch you in a little bit, Steve, at D7J, clear.
K-N-4-V-W-A. Try to jump back in there again.
K-O-4-N-N-W. Just checking the signal strength.
You're hitting the repeater, but you got a lot of white noise in the background.
Patient. I-85. headed north, southbound at I-26.
What's your power output? How many watts?
1 watt on a handy with a bag mount antenna that I just got yesterday.
You're doing just fine, son. Yes, sir. If you're at 26 and 85 and you're hitting the repeater with a handheld on 5 watts, you're doing just dandy.
My numbers, Tuesday, set my desk probably about 4 weeks ago at, out of Clarksburg. And, yeah, I'm just happy to be getting old and talking to people.
Do a little extra study, and then next month you can get your general. And that way you can get up on HF.
Take my general account with them. Oh, that's in April, so I've been studying.
Good. Well, in the meantime, you're starting to get a little bit more scratchy. You must be down in a little bit of a hole. Yeah, it's going to get rougher as you go north.
Actually headed south. I'll be in Greer here in about 15 minutes.
As long as you don't get down in between a bunch of buildings, you ought to be just fine. You ought to start getting stronger. All right, well, I just got on to 85 down here from Highway 25, White Horse Road, headed into Easley. So, I'm going to let you go. I'm headed into the hobby shop over to Easley, and congratulations on your license. Welcome to the hobby, and hopefully I'll hear you up on HF before too long. KN4, VWA, 73s. Clear?
Let's talk later, because I like remote control hobbies, airplanes, cars, stuff like that. So, yeah, talk to you later. KO4 NNW, have a good day.
4HYC, asking about the radio check or the signal report. I believe. I really can't hear you very good, so we'll have to try this another day. Congratulations on your new license.
KO4NNW, checking my signal first.
NYW, this is KO4HYC. Come back on your signal. 4HYC. Can you hear me on the signal report?
Try this again, KO4NNW. I hear a little bit of static from you.
KO4NNW. We'll try it again later. KO4HYC out.